Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, Cody Rhodes set on fire on AEW Dynamite.
Several top free agents were backstage at last night's Dynamite.
A title match has been scrapped from this week's episode of Rampage.
And new details on WWE trying to re-sign Johnny Gargano and Cool Kyle O'Reilly. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm The Fiend.
And this is the news.
Kick things off by talking about Cody Rhodes.
Wow.
Getting set on fire. Now, it wasn't exactly a towering inferno when we're talking about him being set. It was like a little flame on his tights when he was pinning Andrade. But he did get set on fire in the main event of Dynamite. It was an Atlanta street fight. It was Cody Rhodes, Andrade, El Idolo, all kinds of stuff. Cody pulled out a golden shovel. Lol. Sledgehammer. Jose the assistant went after him with a taser. There was a laptop for some reason.
Lots of chairs being hoisted into people's faces mid-move.
Yeah, dudes, like Cody had the weird protective stuff on his back the whole match. It was like a goo. I presume
they
that
try
was,
and sell that was the stuff from the bin.
Yeah, Taz was like, hey, the bin must have had some glue in it. I don't know about that one, mate, but we'll go with it. And yeah, it built to the end. Table. Dudes are on the top rope. Who's this in a hoodie coming out and spraying it with lighter fluid? It's Brandi Rhodes. She sets on fire. It's a pretty cool image, seeing the blazing table. Cody does a reverse DDT off the top rope. He goes through the table. Andrade doesn't really go through it.
Nah.
Cody takes like 90% of it. He gets set on fire a little bit, makes the pin, wins the match. There's a little blaze on his knee there. It does go out and it's fine and it's whatever else. They've uploaded some images AEW have of his back and it looks kind of messed up. Ugh. Despite the goo.
Yeah.
Goo, the lore of the goo. but yeah, this was an interesting way to close the show. I wasn't entirely fond of the match myself. I thought it was a bit weird how Cody took like all of the fire and just pinned Andrade. But I will criticize it more in my review because I wasn't particularly fond of it. Look for that on the website.
Ups
but hey,
and downs, yeah. WhatCulture.com. Look, I don't see what everyone's problem is. There we have it. There's the solution. Cody Rhodes was getting booed and now all he has to do every single week is have an insane street fight that ends after he's been busted open with him putting his opponent through a flaming table and then pinning him whilst he's still on fire. Simples. It's booking 101, this Andy Murray. Look, this was an insane conclusion to Dynamite. But it was, in a weird way, it was kind of the only way that he was really going to get universal, and he still wasn't quite, but universally accepted by the fans by catering to their every whim. Kendo sticks, like you say, golden twatting shovel. People with laptops, golden shovels, putting people through tables, putting people through bloody flaming tables. Look, we talked about this in the office today. This conversation about Cody Rhodes is fascinating at the moment. And this is only going to, ironically, add more fuel to that fire.
Yeah, the spark that lights the flame, as MJF said earlier in the show. Bit of foreshadowing there.
Oh, by the way, I think I hate CM Punk's dog now because MJF said he was going to
take that, Larry.
He's going to put a dog to sleep.
Yeah. Well, is he going to give
he's
him
the
some
best
treats?
Heel in the world. He's not even a heel. He's a babyface in my heart. So, right, let's continue talking about AEW Dynamite and the top three agents that were backstage at last night's show. PW Insider's Mike Johnson reporting that Jonathan Gresham, Matt Taven and Glacier were backstage. Now, of course, Taven and Gresham are, well, first of all, mint, but also Ring of Honor stalwarts. We don't say that word enough, in my opinion. Gresham, one of the best technical wrestlers in the world, of course. He recently concluded a 317-day run as the Ring of Honor Pure Champion, and he set to challenge Bandido at Final Battle on the 11th of December. Taven, meanwhile, former Ring of Honor World Champion, recently won the company's tag team belts with Mike Bennett. And Glacier, well, Glacier's a legend as well. Close friend of the Rose family. You remember him from the Double or Nothing 2019 Casino Battle Royale. You're a big fan of Gresham, and hopefully you want to see him in AEW.
Yeah, I'd like to see him in AEW. I think he's a fantastic pro wrestler. He does a lot of what I like in pro wrestling. Just a tremendous technician all round. Loved his pure title reign, and the Bandido matches can be very good as well. Interesting when these stories come out, because it could just be a case of these people visiting friends.
Hey, yeah.
And you'd imagine that's the case with Glacier. Like, obviously, he's wrestled for AEW in the past, and he's affiliated with the Nightmare family and all that. He was in a, it was a Casino Battle Royal he was in, wasn't it? Doubling up in 20. You saw him live.
Yeah, I can see that.
But yeah, I mean, and Taven obviously has a lot of tenure in Ring of Honor. He's been there since 2009 or whatever.
Yeah.
Another good pro wrestler for sure. We'll see what comes of this, but cool.
Glacier backstage 2 weeks before winter is coming, eh?
Hey, what's he going to do to the snow? Informer. Title match scrapped from this week's episode of Rampage. Were you looking forward to that Free Falls match? Lucha Brothers versus FTR? Gone. Yeah. Not happening. Why? Because as explained on last night's Dynamite, Rey Fénix, travel issues. Couldn't get to the show. The show was taped last night. Mm-hmm. Fénix wasn't there. Instead at Rampage, we're getting Pac and Penta versus FTR. Non-title, obviously, because Pac isn't the tag team champion. That's going to be the substitute match. It'll allow AEW to keep that feud with FTR and the Lucha Brothers going on a little bit more. It was taped last night. Spoilers are out there if you want them. We're not going to go through them here. So Pac was wearing an eye patch on the show. So we got Pirate Pac now, which is pretty cool. He says he's fine to go in his little promo there. Also on deck for this week's episode of Rampage, we have
pun intended. Pun intended on deck.
We got Sammy Guevara defending the TNT title against Tony Nese.
And his tiny niece.
And his nine abs. And on top of that, we have Jade Cargill in a showcase match against indie wrestler Jhinnae Kai. Should be fun.
She's going to wreck her. Whilst Thunder Rosa's on commentary, if I'm not mistaken, as well.
That's correct.
Yeah, it's a shame, this, but it also adds, again, fuel to the fire. It backs up FTR in their argument of, well, we would beat you if you didn't keep changing the rules and mixing things up with us. Look, they were ready and waiting. A 2 out of 3 falls match, when it happens with the Lucha Bros and FTR, is going to be great as well. But yeah, fine with Pac being a replacement. He's quite good as well.
Yeah, he's all right, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's not bad. Also, like, FTR...
Where's the Death Triangle Freebird rule? That's my question.
There you go. Throw it in. Get Michael Hayes involved. Bomb bags.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm disappointed, and I saw a tweet from fans saying that it's a shame they didn't get the match that they were hoping to see, but
you'll get
these things happen. The old phrase, card subject change, is accurate, and it's not always when the company just screws you and goes, yeah, you're not getting that instead.
You'll get it eventually.
Exactly. Right, let's conclude by talking about those ongoing contract negotiations with WWE, Johnny Gargano, and Cool Kyle O'Reilly. They're both, of course, competing in War Games this weekend. Gargano competing in the titular bout. O'Reilly teaming up with his best friend with the biggest heart, Von Wagner, for the tag team titles. But per Fightful Select, WWE still in negotiations, still desperately trying to re-sign them, basically. Now, we reported recently Gargano signed that mini contract extension to basically take him past War Games, so there was no ifs, ands, or buts with it all. We saw something similar with Adam Cole doing more of a handshake deal to stick around and put Kyle O'Reilly over. Kyle O'Reilly, his contract is running out soon as well. WWE keen to retain him as well as Johnny Gargano. Carl actually genuinely quite surprised that his contract was running out so soon, because sometimes when you're off, WWE does that thing where if you're missing medically for a reason, they use that as a way to extend the contract. They haven't done that with him, but they are hopeful of re-signing both men. This is going to be fascinating. We're not really going to speculate anymore about this. We've said all we can say.
Yeah, we've sat here on these videos and talked about where we think these guys are going to go about 700 times. But yeah, it's going to be very interesting to follow over the next month or so. You can expect both of these stories to be resolved within the next few weeks. Watch TakeOver. It's not called that anymore. Watch War Games, see the results of their matches, might be telling.
Yes, exactly. If Von and Kyle win the tag belts, you can probably expect Kyle to stick around.
And if Gargano
takes the pin, as we are suggesting, then he may well be out the door and possibly heading to AEW. But as we say every time, Andy, whatever they decide to do, don't be an arsehole on Twitter about it. Whether they decide to stick with WWE and AEW fan going, oh, shucks, I'd love them, have them here. Or they decide to leave and go to Pastures New, wherever that may be. Again, just don't be a twat on Twitter.
Just be cool. It's not hard to not be a dick.
It's really not. Anyway, let's move on to your Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE. Of course, if you want to get in touch with us. As expected, Andy, quite a lot about Cody Rhodes setting himself on fire last night.
Yep.
Painted Skull Projection says, do you feel that Cody Rhodes will now be justified to turn heel when the fans boo him after he literally set himself on fire? Or is this his way of taking time off of AEW?
I don't think Cody's turning heel at all. I think almost the discourse has kind of moved on from this. Mm. Like, I don't think his goal is to present himself as a heel or a face. If you watch like his entrances and stuff, he has always come through the middle. He has never come from the heel or the face tunnel like everyone else in the company. Although Malakai sits down and comes up with that stuff. But yeah, no, I don't think this is a simple face heel presentation. I think he's trying to get the kind of mixed reaction he's getting at the moment. Do I think that's a good idea? Not necessarily. Am I into it? Not always. Depends on the week. This week, not so much. But no, I don't think he will turn heel, and I don't think he would use this as justification.
No, it does seem pretty WWE. Each and every one of you boo me when I put myself on the line every week for you. I don't see that happening.
Yeah.
But like you say, I can't tell, and this is part of the intrigue, I suppose, what's going on with him. I don't think it's him thinking he's just really popular and not hearing this.
Yeah,
he notices
it's clearly not that. Like, we need to get away from
but
that.
But maybe it is him leaning into it of, well, he's, if you want to do the whole heel shtick, potentially, he's a babyface in his own mind, which is always the best way to do a heel when you can sort of understand their motivation.
I mean, the guy pulled out a golden shovel. Yeah. He knows. He knows.
Second question regarding this, Andy, comes from Daniel Murphy, who says, morning, legends. With that street fight ending for Dynamite, did that set the stage for an Inferno match at Winter Is Coming?
I sincerely hope not, because all Inferno matches, in my opinion, are very bad.
Mm-hmm, fair.
I do not enjoy that stipulation whatsoever, and I think it puts the wrestlers in a very difficult position when it's roasting hot. However, the idea of holding an Inferno match on a show called Winter Is Coming is very funny.
With Glacier as the special guest referee.
And Kane, somehow. Fire and ice, Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
That's really funny. I'm here for it.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think we're getting an Inferno match, but hey, I'd watch it.
I would watch it too.
Right, final question. Really good question, this from Jake Mezzanetti, who says, good morning, legends. What's a small change you would make to a typical wrestling TV show or stream? Mine is an on-screen match timer. I love that AEW has been making times matter, and I especially love the dramatic countdown to a draw.
Yeah, I like that. That's a nice little thing you could throw in there for sure. Well, did World of Sport have that when they come back? I can't remember. All I remember is Crater.
Yes.
legend. Invisible camera segments. All of them. Get rid of them. Don't like them. Never liked them. Never will like them. Never have liked them. AEW do them as well. Adam Cole going, hey, Brandon, keep the camera rolling. Too cute. No, not for me. Get them in the bin. It's unrealistic more than anything.
Yeah,
else.
I can't really think of anything. I'm going to say something, and I'm concerned that as soon as I say it, I'm going to regret it and think, actually, I don't really want that. But post-match interviews across the board, maybe not necessarily always on telly, But, you know, we've talked about it before, the New Japan stylings of you walk back through the curtain, you walk straight into effectively a press room. Whether you do that or you do an in-ring stuff akin to what you see in UFC for the champion, that and a whole lot less post-match beatdowns, please.
Yeah.
It's like every goddamn week, jump starts and beatdowns post-match.
It's called heat. Ever heard of it?
Right, let's move on to today's and finally. And we often mention signs that we see in the crowd. There was a whole load from like 10 seconds in on AEW Dynamite. If Simon Miller, give this an up. Always pops as huge, whether they're just the What Gooch sign, Miller signs or whatever. But I want to give a particular shout out to Coogs on Twitter, who did a special sign for fans of the What Gooch Wrestling podcast dedicated to a Michael Sidgwick quote with regards to what people throw back and forth when people don't think that they are in touch or have more of a worldly view. So this sign right next to the ramp at AEW Dynamite that just says, touch grass.
Touch grass.
Thank you so much to Cougs for that one. It's a huge boy popper in the
Don't show Sidge because his ego.
Oh, my days. Yeah. But if you're a fan of Sidge and AEW, hey, why not get the book? He's written all about it.
Also good, Sidgey.
Becoming All Elite, whatculture.bigcartel.com, whole host of other great gifts you can get for yourself or your loved ones this Christmas, or people you hate, it's up to you.
Like the Beatles.
You can let us know your thoughts on that and all of today's news stories in the comments section below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast from, for daily wrestling podcasts. Myself and the Dudley Boys sitting down to review AEW Dynamite a little bit later on today. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there, follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for, hey, look, all I'm saying is that the Beatles wish they were half as influential as P. Diddy.
Or it's just going to be all the comments. The H also stands for Hey Jude.
That's a really bad song.
Follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilborn. James Dowse is running to the office. I can hear him now. Follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at What Culture WWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.